Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Fighting the high-tech fight.
Gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled.
Dr. Dave and Evil Steve, fighting for truth, justice, and the digital way.
And welcome back, Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, your home of common sense, stream of consciousness, where we talk about anything we want to talk about, anytime we want to talk about it. 866-821-8255, 866-821-8255. You know, it's a very selfish sort of attitude, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, we just use the name of the show to trick people into thinking, oh, good, this is going to be a real boring, dry digital, like talking about technology and very geeky.
No, it's and not then a we, real boring, dry thing. It's a real aimless, chaotic.
And we take it off to the left or to the right, whichever way we want to go this
or
day. Or down or up. Or not, or sit completely still and do nothing.
Yeah. 866-821-8255. Interesting statistics from Spotify. Well, financial data, anyway. They're actually completely hemorrhaging money. You know, Spotify is the streaming service. It's pretty popular. You know, the only thing, well, not the only thing, but a lot of what's streaming out of Spotify is cash. They're losing bucks big time the last couple of quarters. Lost $197 million in 2014. That was a huge increase in loss over 2013. It is bringing in a lot of money, $1.3 billion in revenue in 2014, but it's just not anywhere near a profit. And the losses, in fact, as we said, are getting worse, almost tripling from 2013. Company only lost $68 million in 2013. Revenue grew by 45%, but their losses grew by, well, what's $68 million? $197 million? I mean, that's darn near... That's certainly very close to triple. So what does that mean for Spotify? Well, one of the most important things, I think, is it means that guys like Jay-Z that have decided they're going to do an independent thing, you know, he's starting his own independent streaming service, may have a much more difficult time of things than they realize. Spotify's got a huge user base. We talked about the revenue being up 45%. And it seems as their revenue increases, their losses deepen. Can Jay-Z somehow buck that trend? I don't know. I would think that Jay-Z's potential audience, at least initially, would be much smaller than Spotify's, right? They're blaming their losses on costs associated with product development, expansion, and licensing. This was from public financial data revealed in Luxembourg, reviewed by the New York Times. The company is reportedly preparing to enter the streaming video market. Doing that could entice more advertising revenue, which could staunch some of the bleeding. The problem is that they're going to have a greater increase in licensing costs. They're probably going to be tempted to do some advertising of their own to jumpstart that new entree into that new market. So we'll have to see. Doesn't look great for Spotify. I mean, they're bringing in enough money, and they've got enough cash reserves that they're not in danger right now, but it's not good. If the trend continues, they're going to have to make some serious decisions. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Using Google Chrome and bookmarks rather than Pocket to do my show stories is a little clunky. But you know what is good about this? anytime you do things like this, it is good for your brain.
It is.
You know, it's like I've got a client who's an incredible guy, former fighter pilot, mm-hmm. incredibly successful IBM executive, long retired, purposely, periodically, like once a week or something, changes all the stuff that he uses to the left hand. And so he'll left hand with the mouse. He'll eat with the left hand. He'll do stuff with the left. Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll tell you.
Yeah, wow.
If this guy's any example,
man,
it works because this guy's something else.
Does he then go to like use his feet only?
No. No. But what he will do, he doesn't change it quite as often. Like I think he might do the hand thing like once a week, move between his left and his right. It may be a different frequency, but it's something like that. But what he will do is he walks backwards once a month.
I hear walking backwards upstairs is a really good exercise.
Well, you know what that is reminiscent of is the DB drills, mm-hmm. where you are flying backwards fast as you can go.
My only thing is for me, when I hear someone say to do that, it seems awfully dangerous for me to try to do that. Because if I trip up, that would hurt to fall on stairs going
forward.
It would hurt. Yeah.
It would hurt to fall on stairs going forward. But
yeah. But backwards.
But more likely.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then boom, right on your hip or something. It's amazing.
His brain must be incredible. I've never seen anything like it. It's like his whole brain is supercharged with electricity.
Left-handed or right-handed? 866-821-8255 is the number. We're talking about financial data for Spotify. Interesting. To me, anyway, data about AOL. Really kind of I don't know what you would call it. AOL to me is like, well, what is the number now? Isn't it like Web 2.0 now, or is it Web 3.0 now?
I don't know.
You hear these phrases tossed about. Yeah. I think AOL is like Web 0.5, right? I mean, it is to say that it's passé is putting it nicely. But what's interesting is they still have over 2.1 million dial-up subscribers. Just AOL. Now, if AOL has 2.1 million dial-up subscribers, what do you think the total amount might be amongst all the old Earthlink customers and other old dial-up companies? You know, in the mid to late 90s, these companies were, you know, powerhouses. Millions of dollars. Well, look at if your subscription is about $21 a month and you have over 2.1 million, yeah, that's how many millions a month you're bringing in. Now, of course, you know, they've still got a I don't know how they get a hold of modems when modems go dead. I guess U.S. Robotics still building modems, perhaps. And I don't mean like cable modems. I'm talking the old dial-up modems. If you're connecting via dial-up, they've got to be connecting on their end via dial-up. So they've got banks of these modems that, yeah, I'm sure they've still got some of these things still alive from years ago, but they've replaced a bunch of them, and they do so, I'm sure, every year. And it's interesting. It's when you think about the way the internet is presented now. You know, it's not just a bunch of static pictures and text like it was years ago. I mean, even the most mundane websites have, you know, active content that really takes some bandwidth. It's got to be just a nightmare to be on dial-up. Think about this. This is the thing that gets me about dial-up. Think about just doing updates now. Most of us, we got our updates in Windows set. Just do it.
Right.
3 in the morning, that's the default setting. Okay, just do it. Your update, think about how often you get antivirus updates. Every day, most of us. You may not even realize it, but you know, most antivirus vendors literally are pushing out updates every day. You're on dial-up? By the end of the week, you're 6 days behind.
I didn't even know they offered that anymore. Isn't it like illegal? I mean, it should be dangerous to do that.
Well, it is dangerous. I mean, here's the deal. You just waste your life away. I mean, think about how much some of us I mean, I guess the only, I don't know, maybe it's kind of six of one, half dozen of the other. Maybe it's a situation where you waste your life away. Most of us do that on the internet anyway. Mm-hmm. You only see about 1/100th of a content as you're wasting it. So maybe it's not quite so negative. Maybe it's actually a benefit. You spend 8 hours a day on the internet. You see 100 times more crap than the person that's on dial-up. They're better off. We'll be back. More of Computer Talk with Dave Mason and your calls after this.
Are you listening to Dave? Are you really? Well, you better.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.